A git vach and a mazel dicke vach. Today Shabbos Kodesh, Yid Gimel Elul is the Yurtzat from the Heiligen Cherkasse, Rav HaKudosh, Rav Yankov Yisroel, and Rav HaKudosh, Rav Motche, Zechisa Yugen Alayni. The Heilige Cherkasse was born in Tuf Kifni in Dalet, 1794, and it was nostalgic like today, Shabbos Kodesh, Yid Gimel Elul, Tuf Reish Lamed Vuv, 1876. He was the third child to Heiligen Chernobla Magid, Ramotel Chernobla. Most of the masses that we are going to be relating tonight, Motzei Shabbos, I was zoichet to hear from a shver, Zechroin Levrucha, who was an einikel from the Heiligen Cherkasse. Agav, my shver's yurtzat is this week, Tezvuv Elul, Rav Remotchadov Beb, and Rav Reb Yankov Yisroel, Zeichet Tzadik Levrucha, Zazan Aschis, Fazan Ashumah. The Heilige Cherkasse became a Yusim by the age of 10. His mother was a Rabunas Chaya Sura, a daughter from Rabban Nagudel from Karlin. And he grew up in the presence of his Groisa Tata, the Chernobla Magid. When it came to the age of Shadichim, the Heilige Balatanya was in Chernobyl once, and he was visiting the Chernobla Magid, and it was late at night, and Tochad Vurim Rifte Zechun, Efshizem Ezech Meshadach. So he said, Yafa Vusnisht, but since it was late at night and the Heilige Chernobla Magid's Kinderlich was sleeping already, so the Balatanya went into the bedroom. It was dark, there was no light, and he put his hands down on the heads, on the Kepelich from the Chernobla Magid's Kinder. When he came to Cherkasse, he said, Oh, Erot Avarim Kepel, Eimet Menem Faran Aydem. And that's how he became a Chusin. The Balatanya took him for his einikel. The Balatanya had a son, Reb Dovbeh, the Mittel Rebbe, who had a daughter, Dvoyre Laye, and this was for his einikel. And before he left, the Balatanya tells the Chernobla Magid, don't exchange him with anyone else, because I will recognize who he was. A few weeks later, Reb Urachel Mezhebish was in Chernobyl, and the same conversation replays itself. Chernobyl Magid, Efshizem Ezech Meshadach. So he said, yes, he felt the Kepelech, also the same story. And he says on the Cherkasse, oh, ich will ihm nehmen für ein Eidem. So Chernobyl Magid said, I'm sorry, he's taken. So he told him on Balatanya. So Reb Urachel Mezhebish said, aye, the Litvak had him schon gegamvet. They used to call the Balatanya dem Litvak. He got married at the age of 17. In Tufkif Ayin Aleph, and he ended up eating kest by his elder Schweben Balatanya for 2 years. If the 2 years is the Balatanya nostalgic geworden, then he stayed for 15 years by the Mittel Rebbe, and then he went back to his father to Chernobyl. The first Shabbos that he was in Ladi Bam Heiligen Balatanya, the Balatanya Gizuk Teure Fratik Tzenachts, and after the Teure, he turns around to the Einikel, the Cherkasse, and he says, Nu, Vuzukse to the Teure. So the Cherkasse, like with the utmost respect, says, I didn't listen. He says, why didn't you listen? He says, because I didn't receive permission from my father to be Mekabel Teures Chabad. Chernobyl had a specific way in Avdes Hashem, and Chabad had a specific way, and the Avoida and the Toira and the saying the Toiras was different. So he tells the Cherkasse, do me a favor, ask your father to give you permission. So he wrote to his father a letter. His father sent him back, yes, you could be Mekabel Toira from your elder Shver, but you cannot change your Menhugim. So he came back and he told this to the Balatanya. So the Balatanya said, Ich bemaskim. One zach beit yetata, he should allow you to say in Kiddush kibuni bechartu the way we say in Chabad. So he wrote back a letter to his father. So his father answered him back, tell the elter shver, I will allow you to say kibuni bechartu if he will start saying v'shomri fratik tzenachts. In Chabad, we know they don't say v'shomri. So the Balatanya tzachun gechab the bud and looked at his einigel, the Cherkasse. He said, kick off mir. I'm an old man, I have a white beard already. For me to change my minhugim now, it does really makes absolutely no sense. But tell your father, in respect of his request, I will print Vashomri in the Siddur. And that is why Vashomri is printed in the Siddur Ada Yom Hazeh, but they do not say Vashomri Fratik Tzenachts. Lamasa, after sitting in Chabad for 17 years, he was eventually Mekabel all his menhugim, and his derech halimid and his philosophy, if we are allowed to use that word in Chassidus, from the Heiligen Balatanya for the Mittler Rebbe, but for his Einikel, Ramotel and Estaiple, he said, you go back to Menhugai Chernobyl. In Tart Sadek Dalet, that's 1834, he left his father and he went to Arnestaipel. His father told him to go to Arnestaipel and he was there for a very long time until 1860, Tufrei Chuf. From there he went to Cherkass. Before he left Cherkass, the Oilam from Arnestaipel was very disappointed. The Rebbe Latibur, the whole town is going to become Ashtila Shtetl jetzt. Hen Berochnis, Hen Begashmis, they were crying. So he promised them, I'm not going to fashem Arnestaipel. And 3 years later, he sent his Einikel, Remotel Arnestaipel, to go to Arnestaipel to be roof there. Lamasa, as we said before, the Chernobyl Magad had 8 kinderlich. And Farz Anastalkis, he turned around to Rabbi in Chernobyl. He said, you know Chassidus, you're going to become a Rebbe. Rabbi David Altonli, he said, you're a Chuchim, you're going to become a Miyayitz. For a Moshe from Khrushchev, he said, you have a nice voice, you'll become a Baltfila. Rabbi Yochan Sherachman Strivke, he gave nothing. So Rabbi Yochan Sherachman Strivke used to say, I was Makabel, the Midah from Gurnish from Matata. The Mchakasa, he always used to call his Svurim Shank. He told him, "Dikens lernen." He said, "You're going to become a malamed." So the Cherkasa had 3 talmidim. One of them was a son from Shinya Veruv, Reb Naftula. Another one was his einikel, Reb Motel Arnestaipel, and a third one was an einikel from Balatanya, Eshnayesen. But when he started learning with them, he was mashbia them that they are not allowed to disclose vus malernt. But this much, Ramotel Arnestaipel, his einikel, used to say, and Ramotel Arnestaipel was an eidem bam heiling a sanzeruv, and he used to say as follows. He says, I want you to know that the Welt weiß, dass man schwer ist, a gona geoinem in a poise gador. He says, my zeida ta sacha sach mege kent lernen fin man schwer. And it's interesting that there is a letter that the Stipler wrote the Balkhilas Yankev and Tufshin Chuvhai, and we know that the Stipler was named after the Cherkasa because they were Cherkasa Chassidim. And when he got the cipher that was reprinted, Shoshana Samukim, so he said, Baruch Hashem, I got this Heilige cipher, and I've been waiting for this Asher Tzepisiul of Harbashunim, because Reishes Das Yiras Hashem, Hishrish Adoini Uvi Moiri Virabi Etzli Besifer Akudash Zei. My beginning of Yiras Shemayim, my father implanted in me, he used to learn the cipher with me. Belomdei boy imi mid the Shabbos b'Shabbatoi. And he writes in another letter that from this cipher, I started shepping lishoiv b'shchar tal yildusi yisoidi hayira and mamayla amoid b'simcha. The Heilige Cherkasa was a ishpele adlamoid, mofsim in godless stories with some zchugespiel beim. The Shverzachon Levrucha told me the following story. There was a yid, a chusit from a heilig in Cherkasa. His name was Reb Zalman Maliner. Reb Zalman Maliner's business was from lumber. He had thousands of acres of forest, and he would cut the trees, and they would chip him downstream as oyte gemacht geld. He was once by the Cherkasa, and the Cherkasa gave him a kamaya and said, Zalman, you should wear this kamaya at all times. So Reb Zalman used to wear it during the week. Shabbos to the Chisn Shgain Trugen, there was no Erev where he lived. And for years he wore this. One Erev Shabbos Kodesh, he was after the mikveh, he was dressed by Bigde Shabbos, and he didn't have this kamaya on, and a goy came to him, said, Zalman, a big puritz, chtaf holtz. He said, I can't, it's after chatzos. And the goy pushed him, so he told the goy, hey, you take the key to the forest, to the gate that's around the forest, and you go take whatever you want. There's wood on the left side over there. The goy comes back later, he says, I can't open the gate. Would you please just open the gate? So Zalman went, he opened the gate, and he walked in, and he showed him where the wood was. He's about to turn around to go home, and Nebuchad tree fell and killed this Reb Zalman on the spot. During the course of the Shiva, they opened up that kamaya. And what was written in it was as follows: Mashbia ani aleichem, kol atzei hayar, v'chol mezikai hayar, sheloi turi v'loi sashchisi l'Reb Zalman hamoitzei ksav zeh. And he signed his name Yankov Yisrael ben Reb Motcha. There's another story told. He was traveling to the simcha of an ir einikel. That means his einikel, as we said before, was Ramotel lahan astaipla, and this was some shidduch shlisim for Ramotel, his oldest daughter. And he had to take a boat, go down the river, the Dnepr, to get where he had to get. And chassidim zan mitgegangen, was already sof yom from Cherkasy, was a big rebbe, and the oilam is mitgegangen. When he got off the boat, there were many chassidim waiting with horse and buggies to have the schia to transport the rebbe. The Cherkasy looks around and he points to one yid, Berl. He says, "I'm going with Berl." No, this Berl was ecstatic. The Rebbe's coming with me. And they start traveling. And Berl at 4, gesinte fed, schlepping this wagon. And in the middle of the Cherkasy, I skipped a little part of the story. When they were on the boat traveling, the Cherkasy had a room. Immediately comes out of his room and Erif Tzachun dot to the Chassidim, "You remember so and so who used to come to me?" And they said, "Avad the Rebbe, he passed away only a few years ago." "And what do you say about him?" "Rebbe, he was a Chassidish Yid, he was a Gevaikte Yid, he was a Yerushamayim." "So how did he find me here on the boat?" says the Cherkasy, and he goes back into his room. They get off the boat, they get on the horse and buggy, mefur, the mitten, the Cherkasy tells this chusid, "Berl, give me that horse on the left side as a matuna." Berl was very reluctant, it was his best horse. He says, "No, Rebbe, you want it, it's yours, good." The Cherkasy was very happy. They're traveling vata, Berl passed the town where he lived in. He says, "Rebbe, maybe you want to stop and come into my house to rest up, to have a glaze of latai." The Rebbe's like, "Yeah." They come in, and the Cherkasy starts talking again to this Berl. "Berl, you remember Ployni ben Ployni?" He's like, "Davad, Rebbe." He says, "You know, Rebbe, interesting that you ask. He owes me money." He says, "Azoi." He says, "Yes." And he pulls out a note that Yid, that Chassidish Yid, once took a loan from this Berl for 500 ruble, which was a huge amount of money. And he says, "Rebbe, he passed away. Uraman, the Yorshim don't have money. It was a lechtin." So the Cherkasy tells Berl, "Berl, give me this tzettel b'matuna. Be it moichel." So Berl tells the Cherkasy, "The Emes Rebbe, I'm moichel it. There's no way I'm getting the money." As he gives this tzettel, the Aya Yutzim Cherkasy, and the Cherkasy rips it, they hear like a screech from outside. They run out. That horse that he gave some Cherkasy for matuna, hagapayget. The Cherkasy tells him as follows. He says, "Berl, I want you to know, this yid was an erliche yid, shgat kamenicha in Ganaiden, because he owed you money. His kids had no money. There was no way they could repay. Is a megilgal geworden in affair, and he worked for you for several years, and that's how he paid off his debt. Now that you were moichel the debt, kenegayne Ganaiden." Dusagevein, the heilige Cherkasy. One more story. He came to a shtetl once. They brought him to a town. There was no rain in that whole area, in a part in Russia, and it was the beginning of the summer, and the wheat and everything was drying up. So the Cherkasy used to take huge amounts of money for tzedukah. And they knew when he takes a lot of money, et megeholfen werden. So he says, "I need 343 ribel begematria geshem." They said, "Rebbe, we don't have it." He said, "Okay, give me 249, which is begematria muter." They said, "Rebbe, we're poor people." "Okay, 90, which is begematria mayim, but that's it." They gave him the 90. The Cherkasy says, "No, we could go home." He sits into the wagon. It was a hot, sunny day. He tells the driver, "Cover the cover." It was an open wagon. "Just cover it, sky tregen." And as they covered it, a deluge of rain came down. Verflights the feld in the oilam agahat koltiv. Zechisa yugen alayni, agitvach amazl dikevach.